Amen. I want to read to you tonight out of the book of Luke chapter 3. Amen. And try my best just to preach just a few minutes tonight and move us into these altars. But I feel like somebody needs to hear, amen, what I feel like the Lord has laid on my heart tonight. Amen. Luke 3 and 15. I've visited it many times over the years, but I felt like the Lord dealt with me last night to preach to you for just a few minutes. Luke 3 and 15. And as the people were in expectation and all men mused in their hearts, or they wondered in their hearts of John whether, amen, he were the Christ or not. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. And many other things in his exhortation preached he unto the people. But I'm telling you, brother, there's one thing years ago that stuck out in my mind. Amen. And that is this, that John was coming preaching the gospel, the good news. The forerunner came saying, Messiah is on his way. And the Bible said in verse 15, and as the people were in expectation. Amen. They were there expecting. Amen. They wondered if John was the Christ. They were wondering, Brother Autry, is this Messiah? Amen. They were asking within themselves. Now that may not mean much to you until you get to realizing it had been 400 years since God had spoke a word to mankind. It had been 400 years from Malachi to Matthew. Amen. God was silent. There was no direction. There was no burning bushes to be seen. There was no message. There was no waters being parted. There was no giants falling on the battlefield. But the Bible said that the people were in expectation. Amen. After 400 years of silence, somebody kept the message alive. Amen. There was somebody that kept the message alive that Messiah is coming. Amen. And when they looked at John, the Bible said they looked at him with expectation. Woo! Hallelujah. 400 years of no message, 400 years of silence. That word expectation means looking forward for something to happen. Amen. I know that may not do much for you, but the Bible said that as the people, when they were in expectation, I'm telling you, if people that have not heard the voice of God for 400 years lived a life, amen, of expectation, how much more should you and I live a life, amen, of expectation. I wonder, when's the last time you came to church expecting? When's the last time you came into this house, amen, expecting God to heal, expecting God to move, expecting the Holy Ghost, amen, to answer your prayers? I've come to tell you, brother, if you would live a life, amen, of expectation, I'm telling you, there ain't nothing God in heaven cannot do for us. But he's wanting one thing, amen. Are you expecting? Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:28 says that Jesus is coming for them that look for him. We've got many people that believe the Lord's coming, but they're just not looking for him. Praise the Lord. So one of you preachers, get your Bible. I want y'all to help me tonight. Woo! Amen. I know this is a little different. Amen. This ain't going, amen, the way we thought it was going to go. But I'm telling you, it's going the way the Holy Ghost knew it was going to go. Praise the Lord. Go to the book of Luke, brother. Come up here and get a microphone. Amen. I want the devil to hear what we're preaching tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, you've got to right now, get it out of your mind what you expected God to do. Get it out of your mind right now what you thought in the little box that you put the Lord in, that He was going to move in this way and it was going to happen in that way. I'm telling you, brother, I cannot, amen, stand up here and say that I know exactly how God's going to do it, but I can stand up here and say I'm expecting God to do it. Hallelujah. I'm expecting the Lord to do it. Amen. Woo. We often say of women who are pregnant, we say such and so, they're expecting.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know about pregnant women, when they get to expecting, they walk different. Yeah. Women who are expecting act different. Amen. Hallelujah. They talk different. Amen. Oh, have you ever been around a bunch of women that's mothers or soon to be mothers? Praise the Lord. And they're all the time talking about, well, I was in labor for 20 minutes. I was in labor for 2 hours. And this happened at the hospital. Amen. That happened. Amen. At the hospital. Pregnant women act different. Amen. They have a different desire. Amen. Their appetite changes. I'm telling you tonight, brother, when you get good and saved, amen, and you get to expecting, woo! I said, when you get to expecting, this world's going to look less and less appealing to you. Holiness will not be a grudge to you. Amen. Living right, coming out from among the world, will not be something that you hate it. But dear God, when you get to expecting, amen, you're going to fall in love with righteousness and holiness and purity. Come on now. Help me preach a little while tonight. Amen. But when you get to expect, you're going to walk different. Hallelujah. I wish I could bottle up just a little bit of what I feel and give it to some of y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. You say this is a little different. That's all right. We're different kind of people. Praise the Lord. Let's just feel after the Lord. Let's happen. We might find Him. Amen. Go to the book of Luke chapter 5, brother. Amen. And let's read verse 15. And let's see what it says. Amen. I just felt like coming and talking to you tonight about expectation. What are you expecting tonight? What is it you're wanting God to do? What kind of prayer is it you need the Lord to answer in your life? Amen. I've come to tell you it can happen tonight. Amen. I don't believe it is the will of God for us, amen, to walk in week after week after week and at least never present it to the Lord, and at least, amen, pray over and expect God, amen, to heal and God to move. Praise God. Read, brother.
But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together.
Great multitudes were coming together. Why?
To hear.
Wait a minute. Now, they came to hear. Amen. They got to hearing about the Lord was in town. And great multitudes came together to hear. That ain't all he said.
And to be healed by him.
And to be healed. Amen. The multitude came together with an expectation. Amen. We're going to hear. But the Bible said they didn't only come with an expectation to hear. They came with an expectation to be healed. They came with an expectation. Praise God, that they were looking forward. I hear one blind man say, just get me to where the Lord is. I'm expecting to see when I leave that place. I hear one man that cannot walk, and he's saying to his friends, hey man, I'll pay you if you'll just get me to where he is. Hey man, because I'm expecting. The multitude came together to hear and to be healed. I wonder tonight, did you come expecting just a Wednesday night service? Did you come tonight, hey man, with an expectation to leave here the same way you came, or did you come down the road saying, I'm expecting to leave different tonight? Woo! Amen. They came together to hear, but they were also expecting, like the woman with an issue of blood. If If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I'm expecting to be healed. Praise the Lord. Y'all with me tonight? Amen. She did not know how. She did not have any idea how that God was going to get his presence into just a little piece of fabric that was flowing from his garment. Hallelujah. But she said within herself, Brother Chad, if I can but touch him, I know I will be made whole. Hallelujah. If I can but just touch him. She was expecting the Lord to come by and the Lord to heal her. Elijah prayed. I ain't going to preach long to you tonight. I want to move us to these altars quickly. But Elijah prayed on top of Mount Carmel for fire to fall. Woo! And he sent his servant after the fire fell. Elijah prayed 63 words for the fire. And God said it's going to rain. But he sent that little servant up to the top of the hill, Brother Whitley. And he said, I want you to go and come back and tell me what you see. Amen. Hallelujah. Come here, Brother Jordan. Praise the Lord. The servant came back off the hill and he said, I don't see nothing. Well, the man of God just took his old sucker out, throwed it in the dirt, and said, if that's the way God's going to be, hey man, I ain't going to ask him again. Oh no, you got one of them funny Bibles. Hey, the man of God looked at him and said, go back up the mountain and look again and tell me what you see. And the servant went to the top of the mountain and he came back. Woo! And the man of God said, what did you see? Hallelujah. I'm sorry, man of God. I ain't seen nothing. Well, oh, I want you to go again. Amen. The third time. And the servant climbed his way back up to the top of the hill. Amen. One more time. And he came back down. What did you see? Amen. Oh, nothing. I ain't seen nothing. I've laid my hands on him and nothing happened. I've prayed for him and nothing happened, brother. Amen. What do we do? I'm telling you what we've got to do. Amen. It's like Elijah. We're going to say go again. Amen. Go one more time. Go one more time. That's why we're going to pray tonight. Amen. For God to heal. Well, we got that go again spirit. I said we got that go again spirit. I believe if we'll go one more time, there's going to come a time when the servant's going to come down off the side of the mountain and he's going to say, I see a little cloud. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to say to you, don't quit going. Don't quit going. Amen. And the fourth time. Hallelujah. What'd you see? This is going to happen six times. So. Nothing. Well, by this time, we're getting a little weary, ain't we? I mean, I'm tired of paying $3.85 a gallon of gas. Amen. To go to church and nothing happened. Would you be honest with me tonight? Have you ever walked in the doors of Abundant Life Holiness Church and nothing happened in your life? Praise the Lord, I have. Amen, I have. I've preached and nothing happened. I've prayed for the sick and nothing happened. Amen, but oh, here I am again tonight. Amen, and I'm saying let's go again. Amen, go one more time. Amen, the fifth time, that servant's walking up the mountain, Sister Hudson, and he's maybe saying within himself, amen, I don't understand. I knew the fire fell, but they just something about this rain. You see, it's been 3.5 years. Years. 3.5 years. Somebody quickly. Brother Whitley. Hey man, tell me how many days that was. I'll give you about 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 300. How many days in the year is there? I've drunk so much. Hey man, I've drunk so much of that aspartame. Praise the Lord. Woo! 350. Hey man, let's just say it like this way. Hey man, here's a bunch of them. Hey man. Oh, day after day, no rain. It'd been 3.5 years. Hey man, no rain. And here that servant is walking up that hill. And he said, I've been this way. Hey man, time after time after climbed up this mountain day after day. I came here Sunday and nothing happened. I came here Wednesday and nothing happened. We had revival and God helped others, but nothing happened. I want to say to your servant, go one more time. Hallelujah. Go one more time. Praise the Lord. But he came off that mountain, amen, the sixth time. At what point, if you're the servant, do you stop and say, now wait a minute, I'm about tired of going. I'm about tired of stepping out in faith and nothing happening. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm about tired, amen, of praying and nothing happening. I'm about tired of preaching and nothing happening. I'm tired of studying, amen, and putting my all in it, only to sit and watch people, amen, as they could care less about what I'm a preaching, amen. But I'm telling you, there come one time when the man of God looked at that servant and he said, go again, go again. And the young man headed back up the mountain, only this time, Brother Derek, when he got to the top of that mountain, I don't know, he may have went going like this. I don't know why in the world I keep coming. I don't know why in the world I keep doing what I'm doing. Amen. I don't know why. Wait a minute. That cloud wasn't there. Amen. A little while ago. Amen. I see something way out in the horizon. And I could see that man put his hand up in the air. Hallelujah. And he said, it ain't much, but it's a cloud. Hallelujah. Woo! It ain't much, but it's a cloud. And he came running back off of that mountain. Amen. Sliding into the man of God. And he said, I see a cloud. Amen. The size of a man's hand. Praise God. You know what the man of God did? He said, get you up. We got to get off of this mountain, brother, or we're going to be needing rain jackets because it's getting ready to rain. I come to tell you, brother, we may not be the biggest church in town. We may not have, amen, more than them up the road. But brother, as long as God will give us a little cloud, as long as the Holy Ghost, amen, will move among us, then that's all that matters. We've got to come with an expectation. Hallelujah. We've got to come tonight with an expectation that God's going to move. And if he don't, we're going to go again. And we're going to go again. And our life of serving God, Sister Thornburg, is just going to be one going after another, trotting up the hill and coming back down. Hallelujah. And God's going to move for us. But we've got to have an expectation. We've got to live a life of expectancy. That God, we cannot come anymore into this church service and into the house of the Lord, amen, and just expect God to move just because that we don't cut our hair and we don't wear, amen, different types of clothing. I'm telling you tonight, amen, God, give us something in our soul that said we're not dependent on ourselves, because it ain't by might and it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. What are you expecting tonight? I'm expecting to preach the devil's funeral to some of you in this house tonight. Now, what I'm about to preach to you for the next few minutes, about 2 o'clock this morning, the Lord gave to me. And I have to preach my heart to you tonight, or I'm going to be the one to suffer for it. Amen. I said I came tonight expecting to preach the devil's funeral in some of your lives. Amen. What do you mean? Revelation 20:7 said, and when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down out of heaven and devoured them. Praise the Lord. And the devil deceived them. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, amen, not only am I expecting God to move in this house, but I'm expecting the Lord, amen, to give somebody, amen, some victory over the enemy tonight. Praise God, because I've come to tell you, amen, Jesus knew that our struggle was going to be a struggle in the flesh, and therefore he said he came in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm praying this afternoon, Lord, help us to turn this sanctuary into a mortuary. Amen. 1 John 3 said, amen, that because Satan sinned from the beginning, for this purpose, you see, there's a conjunction there, and it said, for this purpose, because he sinned from the beginning, conjunction, for this purpose, amen, was Jesus manifest, amen, to destroy the works of the devil. Go to Romans 16 and 20. I know where I'm at. Some of you felt like I should have quit a little while ago. But I ain't through. When I get through, I'll quit. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight. Amen. Romans 16 and verse 20. If you could only see, amen, through the eyes of this. I'm going to tell you something about the Bible. If all you see is just a book, you ain't going to have much victory. But if you look at this book as a living book, a book that is alive, amen, a book that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of asunder. I'm telling you, Brother Brown, it's alive. Amen. This is not any book off of any library. This is the breathed word of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Read, brother, verse Romans 16 and 20.
And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet.
Where at?
Under your feet.
Under your feet. He ought to have footprints all over his narrow head. Under your feet. Ain't that what he told Eve in the Garden of Eden? Amen. He said the curse upon woman, but he also looked at that serpent, Satan, and he said, you're going to bruise her heel, but she's going to bruise your head. Amen. I'm telling you, what will the autopsy say of our enemy tonight? If we could read that autopsy, amen, I believe with all of my heart, amen, it would say, amen, he died of a serious, amen, a series of serious head injuries. Amen. Glory to God, we're the saints of God. Amen. God said, I'm going to bruise him under your feet. You ain't going to put your arm around him and let him come to church with you and then let God kill him in the sanctuary. I'm telling you, I believe God is a wanting to destroy the work of the devil in your life tonight. I believe we can preach the funeral of the enemy in your life. He's already defeated. It ain't something we've got to do. It's already been done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. Shortly. Woo! Luke 6:23. Rejoice ye in that day. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is not Benny Hinn 101. Benny Hinn 101 scares us to death till we sit around like a bunch of Baptist folk in Pentecostal churches and just look at one another, afraid to move, afraid to do anything. Hey man, I'm telling you right now, brother, this is the word of God. This, in fact, this is the King James Version I'm getting ready to read to you. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you don't believe that's in there, read it for yourself. In Luke 6 and 23, I'm telling you tonight, this place ought to be a mortuary. Amen. Where the saints of God, amen, come in. But when they leave, brother, the devil's underneath their feet. And God's a-bruising the head of your enemy underneath your feet. Leap. And I was just kind of curious. I want to know what Strong's had to say about that word leap. Amen. Some of you shouting police ought to go read this. Amen. Strong's number 4640. It means to skip. To jump. Sympathetically move as the quickening of a fetus. Leap for joy. Now, I got to asking myself this morning, why would the Lord want us to leap for joy? I don't have all the answers, but I got a could it be? Amen. Amen. That's all I got tonight. Could it be because your enemy should be under your feet? And could it be, hey man, when you come walking in the house of the Lord, tired, beat down, and had a rough day at work, hey man, that when the old enemy sticks his head up, hey man, you just leap for joy, hey man, and 200 and none of your business pounds stomping all over the devil's head, hey man, come on now, I've come to tell you right now, brother, hey man, I don't know, but could it be, hey man, that we ought to have footprints all over the devil's head? Brother Donovan, ain't the will of God for us to walk in the house of the Lord with the devil on our hip. Amen. Just inviting him in. Hallelujah. I've come to tell you tonight, he cannot get no closer than the bottom of your feet unless you let him. Unless you allow him. Oh, the paradox of allowing the devil, amen, to come in and ultimately destroy you to invite him in. He ought to be underneath your feet. At Calvary, John 19:30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and bowed his head. Woo! Well, I got to thinking about this morning. And Jesus hanging on that cross. Hey man, there's blood trickling from all over his body. Amen. Blood is oozing out of him, running down his feet. Amen. And the Bible said that he bowed his head. Woo! He bowed his head. I can take the Old Testament and show you that when one king defeated another, hey man, it was legal and the proper thing to do was to put that king on the ground and put your foot on his neck. Amen. As a show, a sign of defeat. And brother, I don't know. Amen. But when Jesus hung on that cross, he bowed his head. He looked under his feet and he said, "It is finished." Woo! Hey man, was he looking at the enemy? Was he looking at the devil? Was he looking at hell? Hey man, and everybody said, hey man, he's defeated. Hey man, we've killed him. But Jesus said, hey man, devil, it is finished. Hallelujah. Hey man, was he looking, hey man, through blood-stained eyes? And he said, it is finished. Sin is finished. Sickness is finished. Come on now. Hey man, I got a heaven cigarettes. Finished. Lukewarmness. Finished. High blood pressure. You're finished. Hallelujah. I can't even pronounce the name of this sickness that Savannah has, but I promise you tonight, he said, it's finished. Hallelujah. The Bible said, hey, I'm telling you, the Bible does not just say things to take up space, for it was a reason why it said, and he bowed his head. And when he bowed his head, amen, he was looking underneath his feet. And he said, I've come to destroy the works of the devil. That word destroy means totally annihilate. Amen. Amen. In everyday Albemarle language, it means tore up from the floor up. Amen. It means, amen, doing away with, vanishing. Amen. Getting rid of it, annihilation. I've come to destroy the works of the devil. You say, Brother Buchanan, then why are we still fighting the devil? But pardon me tonight, Jesus ain't through coming yet. He's got one more time. Woo! And when he does, he will destroy forever. Amen. The working of the devil. I've come to preach to you tonight. I'm expecting God, amen, to put your enemy underneath your feet. Because that's as close as he ought to get to you tonight. And I'm about through. James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. That word flee is a primary verb, means to run away, literally or figuratively, by implication to shun, by analogy to vanish. Resist the devil. You say, well, I'm afraid the devil's going to do this. The devil can't do nothing if you don't let him. As close as he can get, it's the bottom of your foot. You've got to look down and invite him. Hey, man, you have got to invite him into your home. You've got to invite him into your arguments. You've got to invite him, amen, into your job. You've got to invite him. Praise the Lord. But I've come to tell you tonight, amen, if you will resist him. Brother, go to Revelation 12:12. If you'll resist him, this is our final scripture tonight. Amen. And we're getting ready to pray. And now listen, to those of you that's got wings on your back and you speak him tongues over your Cheerios every morning, this ain't for you. It ain't going to help you. And you're just going to sit there and balance your checkbook in your mind. But I'm telling you, if you're like me and you fight and you struggle, amen, you scratch every day just to get hold of God, amen, just to see the Lord move in your life, amen, just to see, amen, that God is the one to do something in us and through us, then brother, I want to preach to you, it ain't going to be long. It ain't going to be long. Read, brother, Revelation 12:12.
Therefore rejoice, ye heavens and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea.
Yeah, why?
For the devil is come down unto you.
Listen now.
Having great wrath.
Great wrath, Brother Brian. He's an aggravated devil. I said he is an aggravated devil. Woo. I wish some of y'all grab a hold of what I'm preaching to you tonight. He has come down in great wrath. Read on, brother. This is why.
Because he knoweth.
Wait a minute. He knows.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, we could preach. And because of what the devil knows is why he's moving the way he's moving in your life. That's why some of you are feeling the way you're feeling right now. That's why some of you can't grab a hold of what I'm laying down to you tonight. Because the devil knows. What does the devil know?
That he hath but a short time.
Spanish would say poquito. Just a little time. It's short. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey, man, the devil knows, Brother Chad. Oh, I said the devil knows. That's why he's so aggravated. Amen. That's why the devil is a moving in great wrath. He ain't taking vacations. Amen. He's a working overtime. I'm telling you, he's a mad devil. And he's working like crazy because he knows he's got a short time. You know why he keeps lying to you, Brother Hudson? Because he's got a short time. Brother Wendell, you know why he keeps tempting you? Because he's got a short time. You know why, Sister Archer, you're fighting, amen, every day to maintain your spirituality? It's because the devil knows, sis, he ain't got but just a little bit of time. And he's an aggravated devil. And he said every time I knock that old boy down, he just gets back up. I ain't got much time left. I ain't got much time left. And he keeps on fighting. And he keeps on tempting because he knows he's got a short time.
Yes.
you could be real quiet, I really believe tonight you could hear the greatest horror of hell. This many children in here, it's going to be hard to do. We won't be able to do it. Let me magnify the sound of it for you. Tick. 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 Amen. I would to God tonight that we... Amen. Knew and felt the urgency to get a hold of God as bad as the devil feels the urgency to get a hold of us. Oh, I would to God, Brother Donovan, that we seen the urgent need, amen, to get a hold of God, amen, the way the devil has, amen, ever ticking of the clock, amen. The devil said, hurry, hurry, we ain't got much time, amen. I'm looking around at the signs of the time, amen. I'm looking what's going on in Israel. I'm looking at the rebuilding of the temple. I'm looking at them saying, we're going to go back to doing it the Old Testament way, and the devil saying, amen, tick. Tick, tick. I got a short time. Amen. That's why, praise the Lord, some of you in this very building tonight, amen, still feel the same way you did when you walked in here. It's because the devil is an aggravated devil, and the devil is a mad devil, and he's going to work in your mind if you will let him. But I've come to tell you, our God came to destroy the works of the devil. It ought to be every service that we could stand and say, dearly beloved, we're gathered here today to celebrate the defeat of our enemy under our feet. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, God is wanting to heal people in this service. But I felt the Holy Ghost deal with me about 15 minutes into this service that it's going to go deeper than the healing of a sickness in your body. Amen. That's what we're praying for. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, there's things that we don't have no idea about. Amen. That's been driven deep in the hearts of men and women. Amen. Stakes of misery that have been driven deep into the heart. Praise the Lord. I'm come to tell you, God is a wanting to heal. He's wanting to get his people ready because he's coming back, Sister Whitley. And he's coming back after a church that's got their eyes looking. Amen. Hallelujah. David said, I looked unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Amen. You know how I'm going to get through? I got to get to the Lord. You know how God's going to... Amen. I'm going to get victory. Amen. I got to get to the Lord. You know how God's going to heal? Amen. My baby girl and her high blood pressure. Praise the Lord. We got to get her to the Lord. And brother, I'm a believing with me tonight. Would you believe with me right now? Amen. That God, amen, would chase out and drive out every foul spirit of unbelief in this house. Would you stand with me right now? Amen. And let's plead the blood of Jesus over the remaining of this service tonight. Lord, we plead the blood. Hey, we are not dependent upon our own ability. We are not dependent upon our own, amen, ability, but we're trusting in you. Lord, we're dependent upon you. We come with an expectation. I'm telling you, I don't know. I don't know if you forgot it. But the Holy Ghost spoke in this service, in this church, a few weeks ago. Amen, Brother Thornburg brought forth the interpretation that said, I desire to use this church in the last day. Amen. My desire is to use this church and this body, praise the Lord, in the last day to see signs. Hey, I come to tell you tonight, I'm not out looking. Amen. God don't have to prove nothing to me, but I'm just asking him to honor the word of God. That's all we're asking the Lord to do, is honor the word. First Peter, he said that by his stripes ye were healed. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, amen, if you're here and you got a sickness in your body, this ain't a Brother Buchanan thing. This ain't a Brother Buchanan thing. This is a God thing. You hear me? Don't make the mistake of looking to this pulpit to palm your forehead. For I desire to manifest myself in this last day. My desire tonight is to manifest my presence and my power in this last generation. And I say unto you this night, believe me, trust me, lean not to your own understanding, for my ways are far above yours. But I say to you this night, only believe me, only trust me, do not doubt, for I am in control of your every step and your every move. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, I really believe that if you would come to this altar expecting, if you would come to this altar tonight expecting, hallelujah, I believe tonight there is nothing that our God cannot do. You hear me? There is nothing. There is no thing that our God cannot do. You hear me? We're not here tonight on some whim, just bouncing around living any way we want to live and just wanting God to bless us with a big bag of goodies. Brother, I'm telling you, we've been praying. We've been seeking God. This kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting. There's just some things, brother, that it takes a little bit more, amen, to get a hold of God for. But I'm telling you, all the promises of God are in Him, and they are yea, and they are amen. Hallelujah. And I'm believing tonight. Sometimes you get to talking like this and preaching like this, people will kind of draw back and say, well, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let them pray, and then we're just going to see what happens. We're going to just pray, and then we're just going to see what happens. I want to know tonight, are you expecting? Have you got an expectation? Amen. When we pray, what are you expecting? I want you right now to lift your hands toward heaven. I want us to pray, oh God, get our minds in this house tonight. Oh God, get our hearts in this house tonight. I know some of you worked hard today. I know some of you had a rough day. Hallelujah. God, get my mind in here tonight. Get my heart in here tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God, there's nothing. I'm expecting you to do it. Hallelujah. I'm expecting you to do it. I'm not expecting our backsliders to go to hell. Why don't somebody pray for them right now? God, I'm expecting them to come to the house of the Lord one more time. I'm expecting Lisa to get saved Sunday. I'm expecting it, Lord. Through the eyes of faith, Lord, we believe your word tonight. We're standing on your word. I'm telling you, your Bible said to feel. steal after him, lest happily you might find him. I come to tell you tonight, it may be, amen, as Jonathan told his armor bearer, he said, we're going to go to the Philistines, and I'm going to pull my sword, and I'm going to get to fighting. He said, it may be that the Lord will bring a victory. I'm telling you, if all you've got tonight is a maybe, then what you need to do is take that maybe, step out on faith, come down to this altar right now. If you've got a sickness in your body, you need to be in this altar right now. Amen. With your hands thrown up in the air and saying, God, it may be that you'll heal me tonight. Hallelujah. It just may be. Praise God. And I'm telling you, that may be all the faith you've got. But I'm telling you, the Bible said, if you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, praise the Lord, he said that you can move a mountain with just that faith as big as a little old mustard seed. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I will honor my word, saith the Lord, not because you are worthy, but because I am God and I have spoken it. I am not a God that I should lie. Do not doubt me anymore, saith the Lord. I am as great as my word. Yea, I am greater than my word. I am larger than you can ever imagine, saith the Lord, and I desire to do more than you can imagine. Believe me, saith the Lord. Believe me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Come here, brother. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Brother Hudson, I want you to go over and pray for my daughter. I want you to pray for my daughter. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, we're just going to feel after the Lord tonight. Amen. I believe God can heal high blood pressure. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, it's not, your word just said, it's not because we're worthy. It's because you're God. Yes. Yes. Yes, hallelujah. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Not bad for a man to sit down because his back was hurting, is it? Hallelujah. Lord of God, I'm telling you tonight, amen, God's in this house. He said, just believe me. Step out by faith tonight. Step out by faith tonight. Amen. Believe me. Hallelujah. Give me some oil, brother. Praise God. Let's pray right here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sister Altrick, could you come up here tonight? I'd love for you to pray for Savannah right here. I know we got others that's praying. Let's just feel after the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, Amen. This ain't about Brother Buchanan. This ain't about me. This ain't about you. He said, it's because I'm God. Oh, I'm God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, if we had faith of a mustard seed, just a grain of a mustard seed, God, we could move mountains. We could move mountains. Hallelujah. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we rebuke this sickness. Lord, we rebuke it right now. Hallelujah. We're asking you just to simply honor your word. Honor your word right now. Honor your word right now. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, would you move right now? Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, God. Praise the Lord. Some of you sisters gathering right here. Amen. Let's plead the blood of Jesus. God, you see the need right here. You see the need right here, Lord. It's because you're God. Lord, beside you, there's none other. Hallelujah. Oh, God, would you move right now? In this altar, Lord, we pray. Oh, God, you see right now, God, what we're praying for. God, the desires, Lord, Hearts cry tonight, Lord. Lord, we've done our best to preach faith into this tabernacle. I pray that the Word of God find a lodging in this soul. Oh, God, we're asking you right now to honor your Word. We're asking you right now, Lord, to honor your Word. Lord, let faith arise. Let faith arise in this heart tonight. Lord, as only you can move and manifest your presence. Manifest your Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God sees the need. Hallelujah. Oh, God sees the need. Some of you sisters, make your way right here. Some of you brethren, we're going to pray for the Altry family tonight. Praise God. You just keep right on praying. You just keep right on seeking the Lord. Amen. God's going to do something right here tonight. Praise God. I'm expecting it. Brother Austin, we're going to pray in faith. I don't even know what the need is, but I know a God in heaven like Daniel who came down and they were expecting him to answer the dream and interpret the dream, and they put all their stock in Daniel. But Daniel said, don't look to me. But he said, there is a God in heaven. Hallelujah. That's the answer to it all. That's the answer to it all. You better believe there ain't no other one. Hallelujah. If there was another one, he'd know about it. But he said, beside me, there is none else. Come on. Come on. Let's lift him up. Let's lift him up tonight. Let's worship him. He's worthy tonight. He's worthy tonight. Hallelujah. Oh. You say, Brother Buchanan, what if I come to that altar and I get prayer and God don't do it? Amen. Oh, you hear me tonight. We'll just keep going to the mountain. And we'll just keep going one more time. And we'll keep going one more time until your nothing turns into something. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. I told you the other night, it was God, not Abraham. It was God who said that he called those things that are not as though they were. He looked down at Abraham, who did not have any children, and he said, I have made you a father of many nations. And brother, once God makes you something, the devil ain't big enough to unmake you. Amen. Once God comes down and he says, I'm going to move for you, Brother Hudson, not because you're worthy, but because I am God. I'm telling you what you can do. Amen. You can take that promise. Amen. Throw it over the gate of hell. Run over it. Shout over it. Leap over it. Amen. Walk over it. Dance over it. Amen. And let the devil know, amen, I serve God. Amen. I serve God. And he's a big God. Hallelujah. And the devil belongs under my feet. I will bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah! in the name of Jesus. In the name that is above every name. In the name that is above every name. Praise God, I'm telling you tonight, if the devil ain't underneath your feet yet, he ought to be. Praise the Lord, don't let him get in your mind. Don't let him come next to you. Amen, but oh God, Jesus said it is finished. Amen, and the only place the devil belongs, Brother Chad, is under your feet. You mean you're going to step out in faith like that and twist around in this altar with a back like what you got? You better believe it. Hallelujah. You better believe it, because he's God. And beside him, there's none else. Amen. And I'm just going to believe him. And I'm going to take him at his word. And I'm going to expect. I'm going to expect. Praise God. I'm telling you, church. Somebody said, if I could only see it right here. We've seen it last year about this time at youth camp. Praise God. I said last year about this time at youth camp, just a few months removed. Brother Brian, I'll never forget it when Brother Jared come pulling on my coattail. And he said, I want God to heal me tonight. And we prayed. Y'all was there. Amen. And God came by. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil's done everything he could do. Amen. To try to hinder and to try to confuse. Amen. In the minds of God's people. But I'm going to tell you something, Brother Jared. Amen. The miracle's already been done. Amen. Son, you couldn't have went as long as you did without medicine. Amen. Had God not been in it. Praise the Lord. Would you stretch your hand right here? Amen. And let's just pray. God, you've done it, Lord, over a year, just about a year. Put the devil underneath your feet, son. Praise God, the devil is a liar. Brother Brown, the devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. He don't just tell a lie, he is a liar. His whole character, his whole makeup is a liar. Woo! Hallelujah! Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name that's above every name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sister. Sister Ashley. Cox, come here a minute. Praise God. Come here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to anoint her and pray for her right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Whitley. Anoint Sister Donna right there beside you. Amen. God's seen her faithfulness. And he's heard her cries. And he's going to move. Amen. Like you. Oh! Hallelujah! What if he don't? Devil, what if he does? What if he does? What if he does? Hallelujah, I'm telling you tonight. Oh, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Is there anything too hard for God? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you, God's a healing more than sick bodies in this house. Amen. He's a healing scars that cannot be seen. He's healing wounds that cannot be seen tonight. God, would you move right now? Manifest yourself in this place in a way. Lord, my God of heaven, any way you want to do it, it's all right. It's all right with me. Any way you want to do it. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, let the power of your spirit move in this house. Oh, let the healing virtue move in this house. God, I'm expecting it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm expecting it tonight. I'm expecting it tonight. Oh, come on, Brother Bias. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, brother. Feel after the Lord. Hallelujah. Lest haply you might find him. Oh, God, we love you tonight. Come on, if you're through praying, find you somebody to pray with. Praise God, find you somebody that ain't. And let's bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Hallelujah. God, you see the need tonight. Lord, you see. You see, Lord. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost can see wounds that you and I cannot see. They may look strong. They may look like they got it all together, but God can see wounds that you cannot see. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost can see scars that we ourselves did not even know was there. Yes. Come on, brethren. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, move tonight. Lord, move tonight. Help tonight, Holy Ghost. Is there anything too hard for God? Move tonight, Lord. Come on, preachers, obey the Lord. Be sensitive to the Spirit. Be sensitive to the Spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, come on, Sister Wilma. God's wanting to help you tonight. Oh, come on, Sister Misty. Let him heal wounds tonight. Praise God, scars. Hallelujah. You don't know where people's been. You don't know what they've been fighting. Hallelujah. You don't know where we came from. Praise God. Oh. Praise the Lord, Brother Wendell. Sister, praise the Lord. If you don't mind, get her. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Come on. Hallelujah. Sister Janet, bring in babies up here. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hey, we know the job of mother's never done. But I'm telling you, there comes a time, amen, for God just to step in. Amen. And God to move. Hallelujah. Let's be sensitive to His Spirit. I'm telling you, church, God's wanting to do something here tonight. Brother Archer, I felt the Holy Ghost deal with me today. And listen, most of y'all been with me long enough to know I'm not one of these that prophesy, amen, every service. And amen. I wish sometimes I was more used in that way. I really do. But I know when the Holy Ghost speaks to me. And I felt the Holy Ghost deal with me this afternoon that He wanted to do something lasting in this service. Not a temporary, not something temporary, Sister Altshuler, but something that's lasting. Amen. You got a leak in your radiator, you can go get buy you a little thing, throw it in there, and it'll go find it and it'll fix it just for a little while. Sometimes you just need to stop, take the time, take the radiator off, take the time to do the work, and say, God, change me. Change me, Lord. So you brothers and sisters, come right here. God's going to move right here. Hallelujah. Some of your sisters come right here tonight. Sister Donna, would you anoint with oil? Father, you see the need tonight. Lord, it goes beyond. Church, keep praying. Pour your heart out to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's worship Him. I don't know why I feel like tonight. Amen. I feel like, amen, letting one of these other preachers here maybe obey the Lord and pray for some folks. I got a song I feel like the Lord just spoke to my heart to sing. It's not something that maybe you would normally sing in every type of service. Amen. But I'm telling you tonight, God's doing something among us right now. Amen. That we can't, you can't see it. Everything that God's doing with the naked eye. Praise God. Let's continue to worship Him, can we? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God's about to move. I believe He's going to.
Oh, God. Come on, church. Worship Him tonight. Worship Him tonight. Hallelujah.